Klima Chayodom, Klal Nun, Simon Yud Beis. So you left off that the Chayodom says that even by case of Yain Sarev, person requires a Sheber Revius. So why is he pointing that out? He says, even though it tends to be Meyash of that Tashalotim, the person gets the reaction to whiskey even in a smaller amount. The reason why he's saying is this, there's an opinion of the Taz in Arachaim Simon Ratio. The Taz says that Yain Sarev actually has a smaller shear. So, according to the Taz, the Yain Sarev has a smaller shear because it's Miyash of Daita Shalotim. The Magen Avraham and the Nor Sholem and the Chayotim, Mishabur Pasnas as well, disagrees with that. And he says that Chachamim do not make different shearim for different types of drinks, because theoretically, different drinks, a person reacts differently. We don't react to all drinks, which are revias, exactly the same. So we should say maybe some drinks, even revias, isn't enough. But we don't say that. We say that the revias is enough for all drinks, and similarly, revias is required for all drinks. We don't make a difference between the different shearim. But there is the opinion of the Taz, and this has relevance to regards to the din of Kiddush, Shabbos morning. So according to Mishabur, Mishabur points out that if a person wants to say Kiddush Shabbos morning, the person on Yayin, sort of, so that itself is questionable because it's what's known in Halacha as Chamar Medina. Can you use Chamar Medina when you have an option of wine instead? So there are opinions that say that a case where the Chamar Medina is chaviv to him, and he appreciates it more than wine, so he's allowed to use it even when wine is available. Again, it's questionable. There's a good argument that when wine is available, you cannot use Yayin Sarev instead. But there's many people which follow that achita that you can do that. Now the question is, how much do you have to drink? So according to Mishnah Berurah, the person has to say on a revius, and the person has to drink a molilugma of like regular, so on a revius, 3 ounces, and he drinks molilugma, which is rev revius, so 1.6 ounces. But many people make Kiddush Shabbos morning on Yayin Sarev, and they do it on a small shot glass. So is there any argument that that's acceptable? So this is a minute by many of the chassidim that they follow this sheet of the Taz, and they accept the sheet of the Taz. And a person can use the Yayin Sarev because of its nature, you can use a smaller shear for that purpose. So those who follow that have that minig, have a right to follow that minig, that there is the shita which of the Taz, and there are later poskim which follow the opinion of the Taz, the Marsham, the Taurus Chaim Sefer, that you could pass on like the Taz, but the Mishabura is Machriya, not like the Taz, so that's relevant for Shabbos morning. A person wants to do that, so he has to use a larger amount. And in regards to Bracha Chorna as well, the person would have to have a larger amount. So that's why the Chayotim points out the Yain Sarev is not different than any other drink. So the Chayotim says that a person should be careful not to be in this no man's land between drinking a Kazayas and drinking a Revius. Mikolshken behind the Efshir, the Bracha Chorna Shalo, he deraisa. Now remember we said before that could be the Bracha Chorna on Yayin is deraisa, because the Shivas Aminim are deraisa. Well, Yayin is one of the Shivas Aminim. Now, what's the Shir? So we said before the Shir is Sviya, but he pointed out, the Chayadim pointed out, that the definition of Sviya for food is Sviya, and for drink, the definition is a Revius. Well, that definition depends on this loch over here. If you hold it, the correct Bracha Chorna for Yayin is a kazayas, so that's called a shir sviya. And if it's called a molilugmav, or it's called a shir kebeya, or it's called the shir of revias, which are the four opinions of the amount you need for the bracha chorna, that would play out in regards to the chiyav, this chiyav of bracha chorna and yayin. She's dealing with a suffix deraisa. So now the ikar psak is the shulchan aruch pasuk that the shir is a revias. He just says try and avoid it. So the Chayotim is pointing out, so by Yayin, for sure that should be true. So a person should be careful in that situation, either not to drink that amount or have somebody around who can be Moitzi him, who definitely drank a shear, and be Moitzi them. Okay, and then he brings Shirvias who come out, Mole Beis Klippus, Mi Beitzas Tanagarlis, Hu Shir Beo Mechsa. So if you fill up the shells of two eggs, it's almost two full shells, which, if you include the egg with the shell, would be an egg and a half. So the Revius, in regards to the share, we have what's known as a Kebeya. So Revius is a Kebeya is 2/3 of a Revius. So, and therefore, a Beyo Mechsa, which is 3/3, 3/2, is 3 portions. That would be the share of a Revius. Okay, Shemati B'Shem HaGadol, M'Shem HaNigu, Shishir Revius, Yia, Kamishas, Mikvart Vilner. Now, I'm not familiar with exactly what that shear is, but that was a known measure to them, and they said, so 1/5 of that would be the shear of Revius. B'shear Kazayas, Hu Chatzibeya, Abinim says, Shishir Kazayas, Kishlish Revius. So if a Kazayas is considered a Chatzibeya, so basically a Kazayas is 1/3 of a Revius. So if you recall, we said a Kazayas is approximately 1 ounce, 0.9 ounces, so somewhere between 0.9 and 1.1 ounces. And Revius is approximately 3 ounces. That comes up to this year that a Kazayas is calculated as a Shlish, 1/3 of a Revius. Have a good day.